Worshipful brethren, brethren all, welcome to Freemasonry in 7 minutes or less.
In this short and sweet episode, Brother Earnshaw will be discussing the book, The Secret Work of an Age by Kate Cassidy. Over to you, Brother Earnshaw.
Thank you. On this podcast, we sometimes introduce books that we feel are either important or of benefit to the brethren. And today I'd like to introduce a new book which ticks both those boxes, The Secret Work of an Age, Piercing the Veil. For full disclosure, I have to admit that I actually wrote a review for the book. Anyway, I'm now holding an advanced copy of the book in my sticky hand, and I understand our listeners can't see the book, but I'll explain. It has a drawing by Albrecht Dürer on the front. It shows a picture pointing at a skull, and above it, the title, Secret Work of an Age. And then on a purple band across the center, it's the it says, Piercing the Veil of Allegory. Codes and Symbols That Enshrouds Lost Wisdom. And that sums up this book. It's all about the lost wisdom. Actually, this now reminds me of a joke. There was a BBC commentator was explaining a snooker match. And he said, for you, at home with black and white TVs, the green ball is behind the blue ball. It actually does make sense because the blue ball is a position.
Reminds me, when I was a kid, sorry to interrupt, but it reminds me of a kid when they used to put black ball illuminations on the radio.
Oh, okay.
They used to advertise a light display and it used to be a live feed on the radio, which is it's a light display.
Just white.
Exactly. Imagine that.
Anyway, so that describes the cover of the book. What is unique about this book is that it analyzes wisdom teachings which go back to the Rosicrucians and Francis Bacon, and then extends it forward to the modern age. This underground stream of what you could call clandestine knowledge, in other words, hidden from the eyes of the church, flowed from those early days into Freemasonry and into other esoteric groups. The Secret Work of an Age shows in detail the hidden symbolism in elemental geometry and how this geometry was used in art, as well as together with the symbolism of astronomy and astrology, and how these were later used to design not just Washington, D.C., but many other famous American monuments. The author, Kate Cassidy, also looks at Egyptian symbolism and ultimately human anatomical features. She covers how references were weaved into texts and symbols and even structures as a way to mirror the above and below, the macrocosm and the microcosm. on one level, you could say this book seems to be the unifying theory of everything esoteric. But on another level, it challenges what we have taken to be truth for hundreds of years. So it's fitting that the introduction has a section on defining what truth really is. The book is 426 pages long, but it's very easy to read. The sections are short. It's profuse with pertinent classical quotations and hundreds of interesting images and diagrams. Also, at the end, there are 600 endnotes, which will help the student of the occult research further. In my humble opinion, IMHO, the secret work of an age is an ideal present for Christmas. for any Freemason or student of Concealed Wisdom. And of course, it's available in paperback on Amazon. So,
very good.
Brother Evans.
That's interesting because obviously Kate is a woman and she's talking about a subject which has been the privy of men for many a century. So it's refreshing to see somebody put together such a complete work.
Exactly. And that's one of the reasons I supported her when she was particularly with layout and computer issues. I was helped give my 25 cents worth. Interesting what in her story is that she was interested in studying the so-called lost wisdom since she was a teenager. Mm-hmm. And all these years she's been studying and researching things and tied up all the loose ends, and it became a book, which congratulated for. And what I was surprised that she's not a Freemason. I think she would make an excellent candidate. So perhaps the Hufath, is it? Honorable Hufath. Fraternity of Freemasons would contact her.
That's interesting. I think that she is such a good candidate for Freemasonry, because that's what most people who join Freemasonry are looking for. They're trying to tie together. Yes. They are students of the ancient wisdom. That's what they want to know, and it just dovetails into Masonic research. It's especially Bacon and the Rosicrucians is just such an important topic.
And of course, she touches on the Shakespeare Bacon theory.
Yes,
which I'm in the Bacon camp. I think he wrote Shakespeare.
At least the influences. There's definitely an influence there. But there are certain things like. Michael Locke was owed money. He was owed money by Bacon. Yeah, he was owed money by Bacon. Sorry, or the other way around. And then obviously he had the character Shylock.
Who was owed,
I think it's 300 guineas and it's 300 ducats, which Shylock is owed. So there are parallels between Bacon. And also Bacon woke, I think he fell off of a ship or something, was kidnapped by Danish pirates. And that made its way into one of the plays. The Baconian authorship. Yes, I'm not too knowledgeable on my Shakespeare.
Yeah. Well, it also ties in the fact that more than 10% of our audience are female. Yes. So, which we are very grateful for. And so I think women also are looking for this type of lost wisdom. And this is a great time to go and buy the book just before Christmas.
Just before Christmas, you can find it on Amazon. That's The Secret Work of an Age by Kate Cassidy, for anybody that's interested.
Great.
Excellent. Yes. Right, Paul. We'll leave that one there. If you do have any questions, please email us on the link below. We now part on the square, and we will meet soon. Thank you and goodbye.
Goodbye.